Our question this week, Bob, comes from Robert, who wonders, how do winemakers decide what grapes go into a blend? And in Bob's opinion, are there varietals that just don't mix well? Maybe they don't play well together.
Robert, this is a terrific question because every one of us winemakers thinks about it all the time. What's going to make the optimal blend for the grapes that I, or the wines that I have in the cellar, in barrel? And we've got to work on it. I'm a slow blender. I was a slow learner. Okay. And it takes me maybe 2, 3, sometimes 4 months to develop a blend, not on a daily basis, but coming back and revisiting it, watch the barreled wines change a little bit. This is very tough. Some grapes play naturally wonderful together. The Bordeaux varieties, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Petit Verdot, and Malbec play very well together. And they are, in fact, grown together in the classic regions of Bordeaux. Here in the New World, we also grow them sometimes in harmony with each other. They blend well together structurally and taste-wise, etc. Some grapes don't do well with others. Pinot Noir is a great classic example. Pinot Noir sits on its own laurels and does not play well with other grape varieties. Yeah, you can jam some things in, a little Syrah for color, a little bit of Grenache for sweet raspberry or notes or whatever, but by and large, the great, great, great majority of Pinot Noir is made on its own.
Is there a white wine that has the same characteristic where you just don't blend with this one?
Riesling and Chardonnay would be two perfect examples. Yes, some people will blend a little Pinot Blanc in with Chardonnay and sometimes a little Muscat to raise the nose. Riesling is so characterful, so sublime on its own that anything you put into it detracts. Okay, those are typical. But for white wines, if you're a lover of Southern Rhone whites, there can be 5, 6 different grapes in there, and they all play well together. Marsan, Roussan, Grenache Blanc, Picpoul, Bourboulenc, all of those fun names. So keep on trying, and unfortunately, this is hard work. It's the hardest thing a winemaker does.
I've seen you working in the lab and tasting in the lab, and is there one thing that you taste for that you're like, aha, that's what makes this a great blend?
Balance and harmony. It can be light and delicate, it can be powerful and rich, but I love wines that are balanced, elegant, and harmonious.